This is Valley Edition. I'm Kathleen Schock. After theaters went dark as a result of the pandemic, Fresno native turned Broadway performer Celecia Thomas launched a new project in which she explores one of her favorite topics of conversation, her hair. In the new podcast, Black Hair in the Big Leagues, Thomas uses hair as a launching point to discuss identity, culture, and self-esteem. I spoke with Thomas about the project, but first asked her to share her journey from Fresno's Bullard High School to Broadway.
Growing up, I wanted to be whatever would make the most money, which was, I'm like, okay, I'll be a neurosurgeon. Studied about that. I was like, oh, I hate blood. I'll be a lawyer. Yes, that's right. That's what I'll be. And I loved everything. I was in mock trial at Bullard, all in leadership. And my theater teacher was like, do you really want to be a lawyer? Or do you want to act like a lawyer? And, you know, my senior year in high school, I ended up running for the Miss Fresno County pageant and I needed a talent. And so I'd like done theater growing up, but it was always ensemble singing. And for the Miss Fresno County pageant, that was the first time I like had a solo. And so I got voice lessons and I really like this. So I ended up majoring in musical theater in college at Cal State Fullerton, graduated, became a vocalist at Disneyland. I loved working for Disney. I loved it. And then my days got cut down to one day a week. I'm like, what am I supposed to do with this? And so I actually went out to New York City to visit. And the day I got there, oh my gosh, I fell in love. I fell so in love and I wanted to move, but I was like, I can't just uproot my life in California just in a day, can I? And after a week of being there, I met this homeless man who sat down next to me waiting for the train. And he was like, I don't know who you are, but you need to move here and you need to do it now. And my whole body was covered in goosebumps.
Wow. What a story.
Yeah. And long, like this can be a very long story, but long story short, I put my notice into Disney that day and had officially moved back to the city 2 weeks later. So I went to California, sold everything, got back to New York. And the week I got back to New York, I heard about and booked the first national tour of Beautiful, the Carole King musical. And I toured with that show for 2 years and then eventually made my Broadway debut with that show in New York. And closed the show on Broadway last year.
Wow. Let's jump ahead to now, pandemic time. So you were all set to perform in the planned Britney Spears musical when the theaters went dark because of the pandemic. But you have been keeping yourself busy during these months. Tell us about your new podcast.
Oh my gosh. Thank you for asking. Okay. So the thing with Broadway is, it's so much fun to go to work and you go to the dressing room and you don't even need to know what the Broadway news is because you go to the dressing room, everyone's talking about whatever is happening in the industry. And since the shutdown, I don't get to go to a rehearsal. I don't get to go to work. And here, I feel so left out. And also, I'm missing my friends. I'm missing community. And I was kind of thinking like, what can I do to feel like I'm a part of this industry that I miss so much? And I thought like, okay, well, what can I talk about? Because I did want to start a podcast, but I had zero idea. I'm like, what am I going to talk about? And I realized, I'm like, well, when I'm in a dressing room, we talk about hair all day, every day, 6 days a week. Truly, it's, and we can talk about it for forever. And so I thought, you know what? What a great excuse. I could just call up my friends and we'll talk about hair. And in doing so, it feels like these coffee dates. It feels like I'm catching up with my friends one-on-one and we're talking about things that we would be talking about if we were in person together, except we're recording the conversation. And, you know, it's something that other people can listen to. And it, what I love about it, like selfishly, it feels like I have connection with my friend, like with the industry again, with community. And that is what makes me like fill up my schedule with so many interviews each week to feel that sense of community.
Absolutely. So would you agree that for Black women, what we choose to do with our hair is both a personal choice, obviously, but also a political statement?
Oh my gosh. Yes. Yes. For so long, we've like been taught like, okay, well, at least where I'm from, when you go to something that is an important event, anything where you need to like look nice, I've always been, you got to beat your hair into submission. You cannot walk out the house with your hair looking any kind of way. And so I've always been taught, okay, I got to straighten it. Okay. I got to cover it. Okay. I got to do whatever I have to do so that you can't see what it actually looks like. That is how it's always been, especially doing pageants in Orange County. And so I'm realizing wearing my hair natural it's revolutionary. And I'm like, wait, why is it revolutionary? We need to change that. Like, it should be normal. It shouldn't be a big deal that we're wearing it the way it grows out of our head.
I absolutely know what you mean. So you and I both wore our hair straight for many years before we decided to embrace our natural texture. Wow. Talk me through that process for you. What led you to make that decision?
I mean, honestly, so I've straightened my hair ever since the fourth grade. And I loved a good blowout all through high school, all through college. And then I got a couple of weaves, not many weaves. But when I went on tour with Beautiful, I discovered wigs. And when I discovered wigs, like as well, like on stage, as well as off the stage, my natural hair never saw the light of day. I was like, oh my gosh, this is great. I can just forget about my natural hair forever and only wear wigs. But it got to the point where I neglected my own hair so severely. It was disgusting. It was terrible. And I always wondered, like, I would look at girls, like black girls, but like white girls, and be like, wow, you can just wear your hair without adding extra hair, or you just wear it like it was such an anomaly to me. And when I got to the Broadway company of Beautiful, everyone was always talking about their natural hair and their hair journey. And I felt so left out because I was always hiding mine. And I decided, okay, let me just see what happens if I just, okay, let me go cut off the dead and stop straightening my hair. 2018, I was like, all right, I'm not going to put heat on my hair for a year. And it was, transitioning is so tough because I felt so ugly. Oh my gosh. But I learned, like, okay, just be patient. And I was, and I kind of started to like it and started to get used to not running to get a blowout every other week. And, you know, after you start to see progress, it's easier to like lean in when you can see progress. And that's the same for fitness too. It's like, if you're doing a weight loss journey and you finally lose 5 pounds, it's like, okay, wait a minute. Let me do a little bit more. And that's how it was with my hair. And then eventually I'm like, okay, wait, my hair has grown out and I'm starting to get compliments on it. Let's lean all the way freaking in. Let's do this thing.
That's fantastic. Salisha Thomas, host of Black Hair in the Big Leagues, thank you so much for being on the show.
Oh, thank you for having me, Kathleen.